Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rocket Machine.
Oh, she is not Russia, and you cannot bug her. You're fighting the Cold War in the rain outside of the door. What are you doing it for? Well, you're not a spy. You don't work for Uncle. You will not hear anything to your advantage with your ear to the wall, with your ear to the wall. Oh, with your ear to the wall. Yeah, it's in the wall. Oh, 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 oh. If you decide to live your life, come on, your paranoid mind, early and unhappy, you shall die. In all the years you've been alive, you should know better. Oh, don't you know no better? Oh, don't you know that she is not Russia? Cannot bug her. You're fighting the Cold War in the rain outside of front door. What are you doing it for? What can you hope to achieve? What can you hope to achieve? With all these messages you receive, MI5, KGB, CIA, pull out before it's too late.
You best know we're raising an army to help you sleep at night. Oh, you best know we're raising the city to clear your head up. Oh, 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 oh. She finally started moving now, but she's out of bed. And I can feel her on the offbeat, yeah, but I'm down at home.
Thank you.
I'd be rich, but there's just one dish. I got a hole in my submarine, hole in my submarine, a hole in my submarine. In a big tin can, just going down with a little machine that makes a pinging sound. Got a hole in my submarine, hole in my submarine, a hole in my submarine. I'm going down.
I'm going down.
Deep, 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 a deep, 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 a deep, deep, deep down.
I had a pound for every square inch. Well,
I'd be rich, but there's just one hitch. I got a hole in my submarine, hole in my submarine, a hole in my submarine.
I try to focus on brighter features like far or luminescent creatures. Got a hole in my submarine, hole in my submarine, a hole in my submarine.
I'm going down.
I'm going down.
Deep, 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 a deep, 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 a deep, deep, deep down.
Deep, deep, deep down. I'm going down to the bottom of the sea, but it's not such a bad place to be. Though I've loved the skies and I'll surely miss the trees, but I can roam the decks of old shipwrecks. But I can roam the decks of old shipwrecks. At the bottom of the hole
in my submarine.
In the park. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, midday, oh, midnight. Oh, it feels, it feels, it feels so right. She's waiting for me to come around. I have to get from here to there. I can't make a sound. Lights on across the way, I may be seen. My secret lover. I've got my keys, I've got my phone. Oh, that's my somewhere to be alone. My secret lover, my secret lover, yeah. I'll make sure there's no locks on. As I creep downstairs with my socks on. She's waiting for me to come around. I have to get from here to there. I can't make a sound. Lights off across the way. I may be seeing my secret lover. Waiting for me. I'm back to the wall. There's nowhere to run to. No chance to stall. Rats with wings. I'm picking at things. Oh, take me away from all our kids. We're off against mom kids. Messing around. They're swinging for trees. They're bringing us down. Chimpanzees are covered in fleas. Oh, take me away from all our kids. And the waves smash the pebbles on the beach. And the beer and waves respond until it crashes to the sea. And the pebbles back, the people back for man. And the people turn to dust, and the pebbles turn to sand.
Fucking one day, do I need tears spill? The seas, yeah, we're up looking sunshine, it's burning my eyes. The rain, we rain now, we start to die. We start to
presenter yet. We're near the end. We are not even halfway. We're near
we are halfway with Rocket Machine. Which way did you guys vote? Will's voted down.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on it.
They're voting down. Well, to get the voting back up, and there are still 10 minutes remaining to vote, we'll hand you over to Paul and Ellen with their next rundown of the campaign.
Hello, back again. Ears are ringing from that last one. Now, London and the environment. So, from the drivers of the ubiquitous Chelsea tractors to committed anti-airport expansion campaigners, London's home to people with wildly contrasting views on maintaining or reducing their carbon footprints. And all Londoners must have heard at some point of climate change. I don't know how a few can justify their tastes for off-roaders and flights to all over Europe. But anyway, that's obviously their choice, really, isn't it?
Letting your views in there, Paul, aren't we?
Maybe a little, sorry. Okay. So over to you.
Okay, over to me for a rundown of the candidates. We're starting with Winston McKenzie, independent, who opposes the building of new nuclear power stations. And has mentioned that some of the money going into green issues, well, he thinks it could be better spent elsewhere.
Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party would plant 10,000 more trees and encourage recycling throughout London. He'd also make City Hall buy greener goods through procurement policies, and believes that the Thames Estuary may be the ideal site for creating new airport expansion
projects. Ken Livingstone, Labour, would improve energy efficiency in public buildings and has fought to set up the congestion charge and now plans to introduce a higher charge for gas guzzlers.
Can I just interject? Sorry, guys. Ken's made the claim in his party political broadcasts that London is leading the world in terms of greener policies and the environment.
Has he indeed?
Yeah, I'm sure we may be getting there, but I'm not so sure. But anyway, Alan Craig from the Christian Choice would propose London-wide combined heat and power schemes, possibly powered by biomass. And he opposes the third runway at Heathrow.
Lindsay German from the Left List is campaigning to stop big businesses putting profits before the planet. She wants more cycle and motorcycle lanes, more footpaths, and opposes a third runway at Heathrow.
Richard Bonbrook of the BNP would save the free carrier bag, going against the current campaigns, and make the bags biodegradable, though, so they wouldn't pose a problem. He'd also scrap the congestion charge, improve traffic flow by removing bus lanes, and he also claims to have pioneered the Thames Estuary solution that Boris Johnson has seemingly copied, according to his website.
Okay, Brian Paddock from the Lim Devs says we need more trains and less planes and opposes Heathrow expansion. He's opposed to allowing the congestion charge to be reduced or made free for the least polluting cars and would like to make London one of the greenest cities in the world. Wouldn't we all?
Well, yes. So apparently it's been stated it already is. So I don't know who we're to believe here. Lindsay German from the Left List would campaign... I believe we might have run through that one already. Yeah. Oh, Gerard Batten from UKIP, sorry. Oh, yeah. Pretend you didn't hear that. He's a supporter of waste incineration schemes. These are the energy recovery from waste schemes that also... certainly controversial, and as mentioned before, he would like to scrap the congestion and emissions charges.
Sean Berry of the Greens, no surprises, he's got a lot to say on this one, aims to show Londoners that slashing carbon emissions will save them money. She supports free insulation for homes, 100,000 solar electricity and heating systems to be fitted on buildings. She would cancel the Thames Gateway road building plans and would oppose all airport expansion in London and the South East.
So Matt O'Connor from the English Democrats would oppose a third runway at Heathrow, but also thinks that land should be reclaimed from the sea to carry on with our airport expansion. So, Rick, do you think any of the current policies or candidates go far enough, or what do you think about this sort of thing?
I think that all of the politicians should be turned into compost in the Thames estuary. Well, but obviously none of their policies go far enough because they're just trying to save their jobs. And the only way to really do anything is to get rid of the old lot of them, take over ourselves, dismantle all the power structures and capitalist nonsense and do permaculture. So fat chance of that happening, but you heard it here last anyway.
Yay. Have any of the current candidates got the right idea? Is there anyone you'd say is closest to what you'd like to see?
Well, the Green Party are all right. Basically, their policies are generally quite sensible. They're still a political party, and all political parties rely on the fact that you get other people to do things for you rather than doing it yourself, which is not very clever, really, and is no way to go if we're to save this planet.
What about the whole bus debate? We've had a lot of in this campaign about bendy buses versus Freakmasters versus plain old double-deckers. What would you do?
Buses are obviously better than cars because you can put more people on them. Or for cycling, more people would cycle if it was safer. The drivers in London are total psychos. I've nearly been killed loads of times. But
that is always a problem, isn't it?
As for myself, I'm going to have to leave London anyway because of the low emission zone. So my stinky old diesel van. That's right. They're quite happy to get rid of all the fucking travellers and all the small companies that can't afford to upgrade their vehicles, while at the same time inviting all the companies who cause all the pollution and exploitation to have their headquarters in London. The usual fucking bullshit, obviously.
Okay, two sides of the emissions coin there. Thanks very much, Rick. Okay, we're going to hand back to Adam. Thank you very much.
Right, we've got one more track coming up from Rocket Machine in a minute. Thanks, Dave. Just before that, I'd like to ask our studio audience, what do you think, audience? Is anyone in London, is any politician, any political party in London doing enough about the environment, or is it all just empty rhetoric in the main? What do you think?
It's a greenwash.
Well, there's not too much opinion from our young Londoners, but that's, I think, what we come to expect. So one more for Rocket Machine and then we're going to get the associates back on. Here it goes.
Double lock, so you can bang. Hey.
as hard as you like. Yeah, you can bang as hard as you like. You can bang as hard as you like. Yeah, you can bang as hard as you like. Yeah, I can take it this time. Yeah, we can take it. Yeah, I can take it this time. Yeah, we can take it this time. Go!
We're a rocket machine. Good night.
What's the website, Will? What's the website? MySpace.com/rocket machine London if you want to hear more of that. So the polls have closed. That's it. If you didn't already get down there, you missed your chance, I'm afraid. I'm not sure at this point in the evening you're too bothered. We're going to have the dissociates or disassociates. I don't think we're ever going to get it right. Disassociation of disassociated. who are leaping back on. This set is it's dedicated to Jess because she turned up
Jessica
a bit late and missed their first performance. And also... Tom's out in the crowd in Orlando, back to 1990, God knows what it all is. We're going to go quickly over to Ed, if he's on hand. Oh, you. He's just going to find another one of our audience who didn't bother to register their democratic right. Who's it going to be this time? It can't be Connie. I don't think she's got a vote.
She hasn't got a vote, no.
Yeah. Can't be trusted.
I don't know if she would vote, even if she did have one.
Would you have voted, Connie?
What would you have voted?
Who would you have voted for, Connie?
Republican.
Not Boris. I don't know.
Sorry, Connie, come on. You got the wrong idea, darling. Anyway. Right. Mr. Bass Player, you seem to be tuning out a funky riff for us there. It's rather nice. Like to do that a bit more, that'd be great. What's your name, Mr. Bass Player? Can he play and talk at the same time? No!
No!
Okay, so we've established something at least, but he can play a nice bass line, so that's fine. Dan, did I talk to you before?
What, are you going to shoot me too?
I think
you
Dan voted.
Oh, he voted already. He's done enough talking for the
what
night.
What about this? What everyone, about this crowd over by the fridge?
You, hang on. I've got some serious mic cable problems here. However,
what about them by the fridge?
No. I've got some perfect candidates right in front of me. So you're the, I believe, are you set to, you're going to be playing in a bit, aren't you? Yeah, right. Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Ben.
Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So yeah, Ben, did you vote?
I forgot to register.
You forgot to register to vote? Okay, so that's fair enough, but would you have voted? Oh, look, I've got loads of cables suddenly. That's another story. Would you have voted?
I would have voted Ken Livingston.
You'd have voted for Ken? For Red Ken. And why is that?
Because it's all right. He seems all right.
Yeah, he does seem all right, doesn't he? especially like the cheesy grin in, like he's pulling in the little booklet, like, and everything, makes him seem really extra trustworthy, I think.
They're all pricks, so you got most of the least of the pricks.
Legalized speed.
Right, we have a call from one of the band members to legalize speed. So if any of the mayoral elects are out there, I would go for that one if I were you. And anything from you, sir? Anything to say about the mayor or possible mayor or the mayor you might have voted for or any sort of anything to do with mayors?
Ken likes his eggs over easy, so that's all right with me.
That's probably the coolest answer we've had all evening. Ken likes his eggs over easy. Hold on a minute, we got one last thing.
George Galloway's a cunt.
Yeah, George Galloway's a cunt. That's universal knowledge, I think. But it's good to establish the facts. So, right, that'll be that then. And I'm going to pass you over to the band, which it feels like I already actually have done it. Anyway, whoops, spilling wine. So, good night.
Thank you very much, Ed.